This is the Adam Gold Show.
Nothing happened this weekend. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? What an unbelievable weekend. Look, Alec, you and I are, we don't even hide the fact that, look, we like the NFL. I'm not saying we don't like the NFL. I love sports. There probably isn't a sport I don't really like. I mean, I can't think of one that you would watch or that we would talk about that I don't like at some level. I mean, I love baseball, love football, love basketball, love hockey, love soccer, love tennis, love golf. I mean, hell, I watch skiing. I watch cross-country skiing. I love sports. I love competition. But what we saw, the National Football League put on a show this weekend. An absolute show. I don't know that we'll ever see anything like what we saw. Ever. It was bananas. Think about this. We had four NFL playoff games. The first one, Cincinnati's upset at Tennessee, which featured a game-winning field goal as the clock was expiring, was the worst of the four games. The worst. That was the one that if we were ranking them one through four, that would be four. I mean, it was that kind of weekend, man. It was that kind of weekend. And, I mean, it just got better. It just got better. It wasn't always pretty. I thought Green Bay, San Francisco was really good, and I applaud the defenses. And maybe San Francisco's offense wasn't great, but it was good when it had to be. But the it was incredibly compelling. Then the Rams did everything they could to lose that game, but Matthew Stafford saved them. Yes, I said that right. Matthew Stafford saved the Rams. And everything was just setting up for what happened in the last game of the day. Everything set up for maybe the greatest show we've seen. And I know that there have been some great playoff games before. I kept thinking about the San Diego Chargers with Dan Fouts and the Miami Dolphins back in the 80s, where they're like, Kellen Winslow has to be essentially carried to the locker room. Not Kellen Winslow the second, who went to the University of Miami, but Kellen Winslow, the Hall of Fame tight end. I mean, they were so exhausted from playing in the heat in South Florida and the show that those two teams put on. But this was just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Real quick before we start, the Bengals could the Bengals could beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Bengals have been to two Super Bowls in their history. If they get to a third, you know what will be interesting about that? Because it could possibly be against the 49ers, who will play the Rams. We all thought that the NFC West was the best division during the year, right? I mean, I think we did. I think we all thought the NFC West was the best division in the NFL. I mean, Seattle was last, and Seattle was certainly capable. If Russell Wilson doesn't get hurt, they might have put four teams in the playoffs. But if it's San Francisco and Cincinnati, that will be the Bengals' opponent in all three of their Super Bowls. Whatever number it was in Detroit, the first Super Bowl in Detroit, Bengals were beaten by Joe Montana and the 49ers. The next time they were in the Super Bowl, I think it was in Southern California, the 49ers beat Boomer Esiason, also with Joe Montana. That was the drive with John Taylor at the end, catching the touchdown pass. That would just be kind of also weird. If the Bengals were to make it to the Super Bowl, whether they will or not, I don't know. We got a lot of things, man. Just if you're a sports fan, this was the greatest weekend, man. It just really was. Thanks to the NFL for providing that. But there were just so many other things worth talking about. Let's see what we can get to, Alex, shall we? They're off. All right, let's spend a little bit of time on this. Josh Allen deserved to win the game more than any other player on the field, and I am not taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes, who was great. Josh Allen deserved to win. He was the best player. And frankly, as great as Mahomes was, I don't even think it's close. That's how good Josh Allen was. He was let down. Absolutely let down. Sean McDermott, the head coach, deserved to lose. Sorry, it's my view of it. Josh Allen deserved to win, let down by his head coach. 13 seconds remained after Allen's fourth touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis. Huh? Four touchdown passes to Gabriel Davis. 13 seconds left. Kicking the ball deep. Okay, I can defend it. It's probably not the best play, but I can defend that. We'll explain why later. But the defense that the Bills deployed in 13 seconds was confusing to me. Why do you have so many players so deep? They ain't throwing deep. Kansas City ain't trying to score a touchdown with 13 seconds left. They are trying to advance the ball 35 yards. That's all they want. They have all three timeouts. They're just trying to get the ball into reasonable field goal range for Harrison Butker. That's it. Other than Justin Tucker, he's probably the best kicker in the league, but that's all they wanted. 35 yards. Get me somewhere near the 40 to give Butker a reasonable chance to send this to overtime. And after joking that I would put 14 guys on Tyreek Hill on Twitter, you can go back and look at my timeline. After joking I'd put 14 guys on Tyreek Hill, I said this: why would you rush anybody? Anyone. Mahomes ain't. He's not going to stand in the pocket and survey the field. He's going to take the snap and he's getting rid of the ball. They need 35 yards in 13 seconds. He didn't have time to survey the pocket. To survey the field. He's got to get the ball out. Why rush anybody? You either rush nobody or you rush nine. So they rushed four. They didn't adjust anything except play soft. And boom, Tyreek Hill, 19 yards. And then it was, a short gain, like 8 or 9 yards. And then the pass to Kelce down the middle of the field. Or maybe it was just two plays. I don't even know. I think it was three plays. I'm blown away by what I saw. Blown away by what I saw. After the game, Sean McDermott, on the defense they didn't deploy.
Yeah, I don't want to really get into specifics, Adam, with respect to your question. Just overall, you know, there's things we talked about, and we can just execute better, and that starts with me and goes all the way down. So I don't want to get into specifics right now. I'm really proud of the guys and their effort. You know, obviously they made a couple of plays down the stretch. So I'll just leave it at that right now.
Why don't you want to get into specifics? I mean, I asked you the question for a reason, Sean. Of course, I didn't ask the question to somebody else named Adam. I don't get on any Zoom calls. You remember the game in Buffalo against the Patriots, Alec? When the Pats ran it 46 out of 49 times?
Yes.
Remember that game? Part of the reason why that game was so glaring was that Buffalo never adjusted. They never changed the makeup of their defense. They played nickel coverage a lot. For a team that was running the ball every down, they had too many defensive backs in the field. I mean, the Patriots didn't even have enough. Like, they kept one receiver. They had one wide receiver, and it was a blocking receiver. They weren't even going out into a pass pattern, and you had DBs on the field. Like, what are you doing? What exactly are we doing here? adjust. They were very stubborn. And that's sort of what we saw with 13 seconds left. Like, why are you rushing four? I mean, if you're going to rush anybody, rush two. They allowed that to happen. The defensive coaches allowed that to happen. Wasn't a good look for Leslie Frazier, who's going to get some interviews to be a head coach again. Wasn't a good look for him. Like, and I don't know if it's if he said to Sean, hey, we should probably do this, and McDermott said, no, we're going to play the same way we've been playing, which, frankly, was not very good all game long.
I don't understand that answer from McDermott. I just don't, because the end of the game, you got absolutely diced by Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Josh Allen was great, too. Don't get me wrong. Josh Allen was amazing in what he did.
I think he was best player in the game.
But not just the last drive, but the last few minutes of the game, Patrick Mahomes was like a hot knife through butter. I mean, it was way too easy mm-hmm. for him. Every drive, every time he had to come, every time they had to score, they did it with ease. So I don't understand not giving specifics about the main reason you lost the game. But, okay, we'll say what we want then. That's my reaction right. when those things come up. The thing I don't want to hear from Sean McDermott now is people don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
They're making stuff up. They're mm-hmm. not in the room. They have no context, whatever. Cool, dude. You had your opportunity to tell us what happened. You deferred. So we're just going to make up what we think happened.
Yep.
And that's cool with me. But just understand, that's what's going to happen now.
Yeah. And it should happen. They deserve it to happen. For people who are Red Sox fans or who live in the area and know the name Grady Little, the name Grady Little kept popping into my head yesterday, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on with Will Brinson about why the name Grady Little kept popping into my head. But real quick, I want to get to some hoops before we get to Will Brinson in just a couple of minutes. We had, Duke beat Syracuse badly. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Brian Geisinger. I didn't even realize this. He was on the national ESPN radio broadcast. He did color because Bob Valvano, who I'm pretty friendly with, I didn't realize was sick, so he couldn't do the game. So Geisinger jumped in, and I want to hear it. I want to get a tape and hear it because I could not be a bigger fan of our friend Brian. So I want to hear that. But Brian's great. I've worked with Brian before. Or listen to him do games. He's excellent. NC State routed Virginia. By the way, their games are the most confusing in the entire league. NC State gives you like three games in one almost every day. Every time they take the court, they suck, then they're awesome, then they might suck again. But you don't know. Well, they sucked a little bit early, but boy, did they kill Virginia after that. Great win for the Wolfpack. And then Saturday night, I don't know if there's any other way to say it other than Wake Forest humiliated UNC at the Joel. 98-76 was the final. North Carolina was outmanned in the game, something I think we've been saying for a while now, that this team isn't that good, and it showed up for Hubert Davis Saturday night.
I think the difficulty at times to overcome is because – like you're playing against better players. I mean, at the end of the day, Williamson, Williams, and LaRavia were the best players on the floor, and it wasn't even close. I mean, we didn't have anybody that could guard LaRavia. He controlled the entire game. He punched us in the mouth at the beginning of the game, and Nalandis and Davion, I mean, they could get into the paint at any time that they wanted to, whether it was off of ball screens, one-on-one situations.
Yeah, it's glaring. I said this before. I've been saying it for a couple of weeks. I certainly said it on Friday. North Carolina, if you dropped Southern Illinois uniforms on them, they'd be a mid-major. I mean, this team could win the Colonial. Carolina could win the Colonial. Legit. which is a good league, right? But it's a mid-major league. They could win the Colonial. But as average as the ACC is, it's better than the CAA. And we're going to get into more about the Carolina Tar Heels issues in a little bit. I know sometimes it's hard to believe that the team in front of us just isn't that good. Remember when Roy Williams said it's the least gifted team? It was 2 years ago. This is the least gifted team I've ever had. I mean, what Hubert Davis is telling you there is the truth. They are just not capable of impacting the game like Carolina fans are used to. The only remedy for that is talent. That doesn't mean they can't win a bunch of games, because I think they ultimately will win a bunch of games because there's not a lot of great teams in the league. But I think Wake Forest is one of the best teams in this league. You know, after Duke, I think Wake and Miami, and I still think Virginia Tech is good, but they're proving otherwise on almost a nightly basis.
You're listening to the Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.